My question is, I was really amazed when you wrote We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess there's one thing with fame, but there's another thing when you write a song and students, school children, are using this song to learn from. I mean, I had friends who had to take this song home and write down all the words and find out about them. I mean, how can it affect you to make such a major impact on people's lives?
Okay. Actually, I'm glad a lot of people, you can pass it back. I'm glad a lot of people actually know the lyrics to that one, because I'm always afraid I'm going to forget one word and then the whole thing is going to unravel. So what I always do when I'm singing is I look down and I watch these people going, Harry Truman, Doris. And I find somebody who knows the lyrics and I look at them for the whole song. And I know I won't forget, because they know. Because when I'm doing my show, I'm not using a teleprompter. Actually, when I was working with Elton, I did try a teleprompter. He uses a teleprompter to have the lyrics. I usually have a lyric book on the piano with all the lyrics in it, but it's not like I'm reading the lyrics. They're just there, and it's like Linus's security blanket. I'm just glad that they're there. They make me feel good. But it's not like if I lose the train of lyrics, I can jump into the middle of the page and find them. And they're these little tiny lyrics. You really can't see them. But I tried the teleprompter when I was working with Elton. And it's like, okay, cool. It's like watching TV, you know? You're playing the piano, and I'm watching TV. And look whose words are up there. My words are up there. My words are on TV. My words must be really important to be on TV. So, and you can fall into this trap of you just looking at the there's an audience there, right? My words are on, but my words are on TV. Anybody out there got it? I'm on TV. So, that particular song, I'm glad that students. I got a lot of letters from teachers and kids in school. The teacher said essentially to some of their classes, forget the textbook, just buy the Billy Joel record and you'll pass the test. And it was, it was great for me, because, that was, a song was really written as an exercise. I was 40 years old and I said, okay, so what does that mean? So I'm 40, so what happened? What's happened to date? And I just started writing. Let's see, Harry Truman was the president when I was born. Who was a famous singer? Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe. Thank you, there's a song here, you know. And I had this idea for a song. I'll show you how it got written. On the piano, that one doesn't work. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China. It's not a piano song, it's a guitar song. Help us if the golden winter don't imagine your way. But anyway, there was a guy I was in a band with who played the bass guitar, and he got me into a rock and roll band. I was a piano player. Now back in the early 60s, they didn't have good piano pickups. They didn't have synthesizers. They didn't even have good organs back then. You just had to stick the mic in the piano. He died this year. And he was a bass player in my first couple of bands. His name was Howie Blauvelt. And remember Howie? Howie got all the girls, man. Howie had a great pompadour. He had the best hair of anybody in my class. He died this year, same age as me, and I do this song, I think about him, because this is all about the stuff that happened in our lifetime. Anyway, so this one's for Howie.